It's Monday, April 17th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic extremists recently launched multiple attacks in northern Burkina Faso, Africa. On April 6th and 7th, the militants who targeted Kurakau and Tondobi villages killed 44 people, reports International Christian Concern. Muslim extremists linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIS began initiating violent attacks in Burkina Faso, mostly starting in 2015. The violence seen in this Western African country is part of a broader trend of jihadism that has displaced 2.3 million people. Former Harvest Bible Chapel senior pastor James McDonald was arrested in California last month and charged with felony assault and battery against a 59-year-old woman after a traffic incident, according to the Royce report. The criminal complaint, filed by the San Diego County District Attorney's Office, claimed the ousted Illinois megachurch pastor allegedly, quote, personally inflicted great bodily injury upon, quote, a woman named Barbara Bass. If convicted, McDonald faces up to 7 years in prison. According to the police report, quote, a 62-year-old man was attempting to parallel park his truck on the 900 block of Orange Avenue when he struck the vehicle parked in front of him, which was occupied by a 59-year-old woman. As the woman got out of her car to talk to the man, he jumped out of his truck and attacked the victim. As he was assaulting the woman, his truck rolled backwards, striking the vehicle parked behind him, end quote. The alleged attack comes 4 years after McDonald was fired from Harvest Bible Chapel for, quote, engaging in conduct contrary and harmful to the best interests of the church, end quote. Titus 1 verses 7 and 8 says, since an overseer manages God's household, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, one who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. On April 7th, an Austin, Texas jury found Army Sergeant Daniel Perry, age 33, guilty of murder, almost 3 years after he shot and killed Austin protester Garrett Foster in self-defense, reports the Texas Tribune. Perry faces life in prison. On July 25, 2020, Foster, a white man and an Air Force veteran, was participating in a Black Lives Matter protest as he openly carried an AK-47 rifle. Perry, also white, was driving for Uber at the time in downtown Austin around the Capitol building. He claimed that he was surrounded by protesters, and 28-year-old Foster raised his AK-47 to him in a threatening way. That's when Perry, who was legally packing heat, shot Foster after he claimed the BLM protester aimed the AK-47 at him just 18 inches away from his driver window. When Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson requested an interview with Republican Governor Greg Abbott about whether he was considering a pardon for Daniel Perry, the governor declined to appear on the show. Listen to Carlson explain it.
Perry shot and killed him in self-defense. Police concluded it was a justified shooting. If that's not a justified shooting, there's no such thing. But because Austin, Texas, the justice system is overseen by a Soros-funded DA, Perry was charged with murder for defending himself. And tonight, we are sad to tell you, this man, a military veteran driving an Uber car, was convicted of murder. And what does that mean? It means that in the state of Texas, if you have the wrong politics, you're not allowed to defend yourself. It's so obviously unjust that tonight we extended an invitation to the sitting governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, to come on this show on Monday. And we wanted to ask if he was considering a pardon for Daniel Perry. But for some reason, Governor Greg Abbott's office told us he just can't make it and that we should talk to the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, instead. So that is Greg Abbott's position. There is no right of self-defense in Texas.
Exodus 22 verse 2 says, if a thief is caught breaking in at night and is struck a fatal blow, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. After millions of people watched Carlson's April 7th show, Abbott tweeted on April 8th that, quote, I am working as swiftly as Texas law allows regarding the pardon of Sergeant Perry. Texas has one of the strongest stand-your-ground laws of self-defense that cannot be nullified by a jury or a progressive district attorney, end quote. Carlson's honest reporting appeared to stiffen Abbott's resolve to do what is right. While Abbott cannot unilaterally pardon Perry, he can request that the 7-member Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles request Perry's pardon. And finally, there's a new rat czar in charge of New York City, and she is dead set on laying waste to one of the Big Apple's most notorious infestations, reports The Blaze. Kathleen Corody, a former elementary school teacher in central Brooklyn, will earn $155,000 yearly in salary in her new position.
As New York City's first director of rodent mitigation, I will bring a science and systems-based approach to reducing New York City's rat population. As anyone who's seen the movie Ratatouille knows, rats love the same foods humans do. That's why every anti-rat initiative starts with making sure food-related waste gets into bins that rats can't.
In Harlem, they're investing $3.5 million to knock out the rats. They'll be hiring 19 full-time staff and 14 seasonal staff.
You'll be seeing a lot of me and a lot less rats. There's a new sheriff in town. And with your help, we'll send those rats packing.
And that's The Worldview on this Monday, April 17th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.